If you have your Bibles with you, I invite you to turn to Psalms 118, 1 and 2, and then 14 to 24. That's Psalms 118, 1 to 2, and then 14 to 24. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His steadfast love endures forever. Let Israel say, his steadfast love endures forever. The Lord is my strength and my might. He has become my salvation. There are glad songs of victory in the tents of the righteous. The right hand of the Lord does valiantly. The right hand of the Lord is exalted. The right hand of the Lord does valiantly. I shall not die, but I shall live and recount the deeds of the Lord. The Lord has punished me severely, but he did not give me over to death. Open to me the gates of righteousness, that I may enter through them and give thanks to the Lord. This is the gate of the Lord. The righteous shall enter through it. I thank you that you have answered me and have become my salvation. The stone that the builders rejected has become the chief cornerstone. This is the Lord's doing. It is marvelous in our eyes. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
Christ is risen. Amen. This is good to be together this morning, especially considering that this is Easter and Jesus is alive. That is good news. We have so much to be grateful for this morning, that we have a place to worship, that we have families to go after this service and eat a meal with, most of us. That we have a beautiful day outside in the midst of all of this cold weather and snow. Man, I tell you what, I am welcoming this warmer weather, and it fits with Easter. But most of all, what we have to be grateful for this morning is that Jesus has broken the power of death, and Jesus continues through the cross and resurrection to live with us today, bringing new life to us. This morning, we can proclaim with the psalmist, "Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His steadfast love endures forever." Jesus is risen. He is risen indeed. The words of Psalm 118 this morning are well known in the Easter season. In its ancient Jewish context, Psalm 118 holds a lot of meaning. It was an entrance liturgy into the temple over the Passover time. It proclaims God's deliverance from bondage in Egypt and Babylon. Deliverance from exile. This psalm is significant with its call and response, speaking parts for leaders and the congregation. And even as we heard these words, you hear certain phrases that come back that we remember. "This is the day that the Lord has made" is a familiar phrase that we often know. Or "give thanks to the Lord, for he is good." And the response, "his steadfast love endures forever." These are familiar verses for us. And they were familiar for Israel too. This climaxes in verse 19. "Open to me the gates of righteousness. And the condition for entrance is then given in verse 20. "The righteous shall enter through it." And then the festival procession proceeds up to the altar to adorn it with signs of victory in verse 27. The physical movement of this procession movement begins outside the temple and progressing inside all the way to the altar. And what are they doing in this procession? They are giving thanks to God that God has saved them from exile. He can be trusted in the future. And there's a similar parallel here. This movement from humiliation to exaltation in the psalm is a foreshadowing of Jesus. His rescue from death is a new exodus and a fresh sign that God's steadfast love endures forever. This is all about resurrection this morning. And so it's a wonderful psalm to have on back of our lips as we proclaim the good news this morning. This is about God working in history to save his people. And out of that, the people express their joy and gratitude back to God. This morning, we also say, Jesus Christ is risen. Jesus is risen indeed. God's steadfast love endures forever. I want us to read one verse from the gospel as well, just so we can see the gospel text as well. So I'm going to look at John chapter 20. And I especially like verse 18. It's at the end. John 20, 18. Mary Magdalene went and announced to the disciples, "I have seen the Lord." What a beautiful phrase. Can you just imagine Mary's energy as she is running out there and she finds the disciples? "I have seen the Lord." I like that phrase. And this morning, one of the things that I invite us to ask is, where have you seen the risen Christ? This familiar phrase, Christ is risen, he is risen indeed. It's called the Easter acclamation. It's been around for centuries. Mostly you save it for Easter Sunday, but it could be said really any Sunday, because every Sunday is a little Easter, especially in the Eastern Orthodox tradition. So it's a good phrase to have in our repertoire, as it links us with generations of Christians all the way back to the early church. And so I want us to consider that phrase this morning, Christ is risen indeed. It's an affirmation of a deep and mysterious truth. Christ is living within people, between people, dwelling in hearts and relationships. Christ is alive and lives among us. But the last word in that acclamation, indeed, is kind of an odd word. We don't use the word indeed all that much. And so this morning I invite us to think about separating those words. Indeed. Two different words. Christ is risen indeed. For the first Christians, the reality of the resurrection came to them through action and deeds. And yes, the resurrection still comes to us through action and deeds. And in verse 17 of this Psalm 118, we read, "I shall not die, but I shall live and recount the deeds of the Lord." If this psalm is an invitation to consider Jesus' own death and resurrection, of foreshadowing it, then it is through the psalmist recounting the deeds of the Lord that the psalmist sees the new life, recounting the deeds of rescue from exile. Today we celebrate that Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. May our response be both, "He is risen indeed," and "He is risen in deed." The first is our declaration of faith. He is risen. Our God is alive. The second, "He is risen indeed." Two words. is our testimony that we worship and serve the living Lord, and that we see the Lord in our own life, in our own deeds that we see God working. Where do you see God acting to bring new life? As Mary proclaimed, "I have seen the Lord." Where have you seen the Lord this morning? Where do you see the Lord, the risen Lord, in your own life? People are finding healing and hope. People are being reconciled to one another and to God. People are using their gifts to serve the church. We are working to make this community a better place. We have seen the Lord. So let's claim those things every day, and especially this day. That we are a part of a new creation that proclaims and lives into that hope. Let us claim resurrection as people, as we go to our jobs, as we volunteer, as we are students. Let's claim the resurrection. I was thinking about where we see resurrection here at Whitmer Heights, where we have seen the deeds of the Lord among us. And I'm going to name some of them, because on this resurrection morning, this isn't just about 2,000 years ago. This is about a living God that is among us right now. And so let's think about where we see God working around us and give thanks to God that He is risen. We gave 70-some pounds to the Christian community of food, to the Christian community services, as an expression of being the hands and feet of Jesus. Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. In our Conestoga Valley Christian community, the Potter's House, men coming out of prison are finding a Christian community to come back into, to help them transition into life after prison. In a Christian community, Christ is risen indeed. We raised over $500 for Penny Power at MCC. Christ is risen indeed. We get to support ministries like the Mennonite Central Committee and Mennonite Disaster Service, Eastern Mennonite Missions, where people are spreading the gospel in word and deed. Christ is risen indeed. We have a body here that cares about how we treat the world and creation, how we take environmental sustainability seriously in our lives, because we believe that Jesus is Lord and it matters how we care for the earth. Christ is risen indeed. We have Sunday school teachers who give a lot of time every Sunday morning, and family night leaders who have given a lot of time to help our children learn how to follow Jesus. Christ is risen indeed. People are giving the gift of presence to people who are lonely or sick, who are shut in. The gift of presence cannot be taken for granted. Christ is risen indeed. We are learning how to die well. People are doing end-of-life planning within the frameworks of Christian beliefs and convictions. Christ is risen indeed. This morning, let's proclaim where we see God working around us. And then ask, we serve a living God, how do we continue to join God in this wonderful work? How do we continue to proclaim that Christ is risen indeed? Give thanks to the Lord, for He is good. His steadfast love endures forever. Easter is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Amen.